Mr. Hallaby.
Chief.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to issue this executive order this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Setting up this group of seven that I talked some about as an advisor to the president on the supersonic operation.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be the Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Health, Secretary of the Treasury, John McCone, Secretary of Defense. He's going to be chairman of it.
Yes, sir.
Gene Black and Administrator Webb.
Right.
And they're going to advise me on any and all matters that I want any advice from them on in connection with it. Now, I saw this briefing. Apparently, somebody over at FAA had it. Upset me a little bit after my announcement Saturday in the morning papers. I wonder if you can't hold that stuff down until we get this board formed and then let them meet and let's all try to pull together on it.
Sir, I inquired into that. I was in Vermont over the weekend, and there's a piece in the New York Times this morning that my fellows tell me they had nothing whatsoever to do with. Is that the one you're referring
to? Yeah, and the Washington Post, and I think both of them use the same wording sometimes. Some of the people thought here that bound to have been a briefing, and we didn't give it to them.
No, sir, I have, since you told me down at the ranch, that we have tried to hold this down completely, and neither Bain nor I have seen the press, and I will look once again to see if anybody talked to this fellow Clark. But I had strict instructions out that until you had made your decision that we were not going to do anything but carry out the evaluation. Now, we did meet with all the airlines, and it could be that as a result of that confidential meeting, which had security restrictions on it, they might have given a story to the Times. But I will check once more. My check this morning indicated that we had not talked to the Times.
Well, now, if I'm going to support it, and I want to very much, I want to have CIA in on it. I want to have Treasury in on it. I've got to have Defense in on it. I don't want to Albert Thomas and Mike Monroney thinking it affects them one way or the other. The Army is not going to take anything over. The military is not. But I am going to get the best advice I can from every agency that has experienced people that can give it. And I think that you and everybody ought to agree that I ought to be limited in that respect.
I do, sir. My only question has been two. If these men are to be your advisors on it, could we try to make sure that they don't delegate this down to the level where they've been delegating it the last 3 years? Mr. Webb doesn't come to meetings. Mr. McNamara doesn't come to the meetings of
Mr. McNamara is going to have to come. He's going to be the chairman, and I'll hold them responsible for what advice they give me. Now, here's what the order says. Whereas the United States has initiated a program for the development of commercial supersonic aircraft, whereas supersonic transport will advance technical knowledge, expand our international trade, strengthen our manufacturing capability, provide employment for thousands of our citizens. Whereas the development of supersonic transport will require the participation and assistance of various federal agencies, as well as private manufacturing and transportation interests. Whereas the development of supersonic transport will involve heavy expenditures of money and resources, and is therefore essentially activities the agencies concerned be coordinated highest level. Now, therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me as president, it is ordered as follows. It is hereby established the president's advisory committee on supersonic transport, herein after referred to as a committee. The committee shall be composed of the secretaries of defense, treasury, commerce, administrator NASA, administrator FAA, and such other members the president may from time to time appoint. Now, that's going to be Black, and that's going to be CIA. I don't spell them out by name. I didn't think it should.
Yes, sir. Do you omit the Civil Aeronautics Board deliberately, sir, or is that a...
Well, I didn't know what the board would have to do with developing the plane and manufacturing it and transportation interests, and I thought I ought to have seven.
Yes, sir.
I see no particular reason for it.
All right, sir.
you got a lot of people involved there then. Secretary of Defense shall serve as chairman of the committee. Committee shall study, shall advise, shall make recommendations to the president with regard to all aspects of a supersonic transport program. The committee shall devote particular attention to the financial aspects of the program and shall maintain close coordination with the director of the Bureau of the Budget in this regard. All federal departments and agencies shall cooperate with the committee and furnish it with such information and assistance not inconsistent with the law as it may require. Members who are officers or employees shall receive no additional compensation. Other members shall receive compensation for travel and food or diet as authorized by law. Each federal department agency representing the committee shall furnish necessary assistance to the committee in accordance with Section 214 of the Act of May 3rd. Such assistance may include the detailing of the employees, including consultants and experts of the committee, perform such functions consistent with the purpose this order is made to design. Now, I don't have an objection to CAB, but I don't see any necessity for it. I'd be glad to hear you if you want to take a position one way or the other.
No, sir, I don't have any strong feeling. They have to look at this thing as it comes along. They don't really have much to offer as it is developed, and they could sit in as observers if you desired that.
I thought we can call anybody that we want
yes.
to any time. We say in here that all departments and agencies shall cooperate and furnish such information systems as may require the performance.
Now, yes.
So we can get them under that. My thought was that each one of these other agencies, commerce, defense, has got all of what the Air Force has done that
right.
can be made available, but besides McNamara's experience. And McNamara doesn't want to do this, Treasury doesn't want to do this, McCone doesn't want to do it, but I just think it makes it sounder from our standpoint, and certainly from mine, before I recommend $1 billion, to have these men on it and go over it, and I think that they've got to participate in all this thing. So I'm going to
yes,
try
sir.
To sign the order and release it today.
I appreciate very much your telling me this, sir. Let me just raise one question with you. We are just about ready, having spent 3 years and 3 months, to make a conclusion on these six proposals, and I've looked at it politically, technically, economically, and we're just about to come up with carrying this through the next year with the $60 million, with four instead of two companies, so that we can carry into next year the advantages of the competition. Now,
that's why I want to name this group so that they can look at that before you make the decision, and we won't be charged with my not knowing anything about it and one group handling it. I think you'll have no trouble on doing anything that's right with these folks.
Right. Now,
but I want them to all take a look at it so I can get the backbone of the government, whether it's Treasury or Defense or Commerce, behind it.
Yes, sir. Now, I feel that we have done a good job on this, and I want to prove it to these men. And my question is this, sir. We will suggest to Mr. McNamara an early meeting, and we will tell him just exactly what we have found out. Then I would have, because one man will have to come to you, would make a tentative decision that we believe that it ought to go to A, B, C, and D. I would come to you directly and tell you what I thought ought to be done. Mr. McNamara or any member could advise you likewise. But they are not voting, as I see the legislative and political matter here, and we don't work out an award of a contract in a committee. In other words, you tell me I'm wrong. I say, Mr. President, we ought to go A, B, C, D. You say, no, I am persuaded it ought to be B, C, D, and E. And I said, all right, sir, if that's your decision, I'll carry it out. But what worries me very much, sir, and not just for me, but whoever else is following on this, is that we start administering a very difficult program through a committee. There's got to be one executive agent doing the job for you. And your advice and direction to him, of course, is what counts.
Well, I would rather, instead of bringing it to me, you just bring it to the committee and let them try to decide. If they can't agree, well, then let me know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not equipped in this field, and I want a committee to be informed on this and to be in agreement on it. And I want it to be a decision that they can agree on. And I see no reason why they can't. All of them are good men, all of them experienced, and to me, each one of them is going to have a good basic interest in it.
But you do think of them, sir, as deciders rather than advisors.
I think that they're both the same. I don't see any difference. I think they advise and make recommendations to me.
Right.
That's what the order says.
All right.
And you're on the committee, and you make your recommendations, and if it's a good, sound, solid thing, I don't have any doubt in what they'll do it. If McCone's got a different one, I want you to consider it and maybe accept his. If it's solid, I just want to get the judgment and the backing of all the men on it.
Yes, sir. Well, here's...
We've all done it on the A-11.
Yes, sir. Here's what I will do then, in accordance with this direction. I will come to a conclusion as a result of this 3 years' work we've done. I will present it to the committee. If they are all agreeable, we don't have any problem.
That's right.
But if they are not in agreement, I do have a right.
You have minority and majority reports if you want to have them and start off fighting. I wouldn't anticipate that, though.
And I have
to get together with them.
I have a direct right to take up with you any matter that is worth your time, and they would advise you, but they do not take your place in giving me directions.